see me? Huh? Static? Hello? Oh, I hear the static now. All right. Do what? All right.
Is this better?
Yeah.
That's what I'm used to with this little one. It usually comes on much better than it did today. So okay. I'll see if I can hold this one here instead of... Patsy said I get started good and then I keep pulling it away. So I'm going to try to keep it here so that you can hear what I'm saying today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and then we'll get started. Father, we thank you for our time together today. Lord, have your way. And just, Father, I ask that you just share your love with us today. Encourage us as believers as we walk with you. In Jesus' name, amen. So I think of a dwelling place as a place of refuge. When Patsy and I found our spot of land there where we are, we fell in love with it. We love to go home. We love to be there in the woods. Back, most of you have been to our house. You know where we live, and it's quiet. It's relaxing. And so even when I'm on vacation, I'm always ready to go back home. After being gone from home for a week, I'm ready to go back. That's my favorite place. I love to, if I'm not here, I'd rather be there than anywhere else that I can be. Because it's a safe place. A place I love to be. And I think of that as my dwelling place. So, as I said, I watched this week as the weather reports put fear into people and caused them to be anxious about the tornadoes and the high winds and so forth. And let's go to Psalms 91 now, and I'll begin there to share with you what the Lord put on my heart for today. Psalms 91, there's a couple of psalms we're going to be looking at today. Psalms 91 first. And then we'll go back to Psalms 46 for a little bit. Psalms 91, it begins with, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare, from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart, and you will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If, verse 9 is probably the one verse that I love more than all of them for today. It says, if you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation?" There's a lot of good promises in Psalms 91. And it's all about making him our dwelling. Dwelling in the Father. I want to get to the place where no matter what the circumstances are, that I can dwell in the Father and not worry about it, not be concerned about it, knowing that the Father has my back, that I can trust Him. And that's what these verses are telling us, that if we live in Him, if we walk in Him, that He'll protect us, He'll take care of us, He'll guard us and direct our path and so on. There's just verses all over. But this Psalms 91 is just it's just an awesome psalm. And I go there often because of all that it says. Psalm 52:8 says, "But I am like an olive tree flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever." I got that off of a calendar. It was actually a calendar I saw at the doctor's office when I was there today, or this week. Actually, the last 2 weeks I've been there. But it's one that there's a lady from Edison. When I was going there as a Gideon, she would give me a hug every year, and she always comes to our house now and brings a calendar that she sells us every year. So her name is Shirley, and some of you may know her. She may do this to you as well, but she'll come to the house, and she doesn't get out of her car, so she'll sit out and honk the horn, and I'll go out, and I have you a calendar. She gives me a new calendar every year, and that's where I knew this verse was from, because I have one of them right in front of my desk at home when I'm working on blueprints and billing and stuff. And so I see that, and I saw that verse, and then I saw it again at the doctor's office. No matter what room I was in, that calendar was there. Now, that's really nice to have a place to go for physician's care that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, but it says that we'll flourish like an olive tree in the house of God. So if we make Him our dwelling place, if He is our house where we live, then we'll flourish. Let's back up to Psalms 46 now. In Psalms 46, I was going to look at the whole chapter there, but maybe we will. Psalms 46 is another good one. God is our refuge and strength. So He is our place of refuge. He's our quiet place, our safe place, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their singing. Hallelujah. Imagine seeing those things happen without fear. There's some drastic things there. Mountains falling into the sea, the earth gave way. They were talking of tornadoes, and there were some that hit fairly close to us this time. But I thank the Lord that none of you were in that path. We've seen the weather split and go around us so many times this spring. It's just been awesome to watch God move. And so thank the Lord when He does that for us, because we could just as easily be in the path as everybody else is, as anybody else is. But I think through prayer and through dwelling in this place with the Father, that He does protect us. Verse 4, "There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts His voice and the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations He has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. the God of Jacob, is our fortress. Hallelujah. So if He is our fortress, if He is our refuge, what a perfect place to dwell. What a perfect place to live. So Patsy was talking about the prayer of Jabez this week, and her and I have prayed for the Lord's blessings off and on for years and years. I don't read the prayer of Jabez every day, but I know it in my heart. I want to look at it today. She said, where's the prayer of Jabez? I think in 1 Chronicles, and I turned right to it. And so it's in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. 1 Chronicles 4 and verses 9 and 10. That's why I don't like this mic. I have to multitask when I have this one. And guys don't multitask. You all know that, right? All right. So Jabez was born, and he was more honorable than his brothers, it says in verse 9. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain or sorrow. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel and said, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm or evil so that I will be free from pain, or I won't cause anyone any pain, or be free from harm and evil. There's a lot of... So apparently it was hard to change the Word of God into English, because there was a... I don't know if you... Most of you can remember Matt's preaching, Matt McGlod, and how he always used the... I forget what it's called. The one he uses many, many descriptive words, the Bible that he used. And so I've added those into this as I've studied the Word of God and done this, so that I've got those different words there to keep us free from and pain. But I wrote harm and evil there. Keep us free from harm and evil so that I won't cause anyone any pain. So there's a lot of ways to read this, but that's actually what it means. And so the reason I wanted to share these verses with you, as Jamie, I heard her praying these words this morning, saying them to us, and I thought that's awesome, because I want you to remember to ask God for His blessings. Don't be afraid to ask God for His blessings. I actually read through a whole little book on the prayer of Jabez, and it talked about doing this daily. Because we miss a lot of God's blessings because we don't ask for them, because we don't. Maybe we don't know that they're ours to have, that God provided them for us. But that's why I wanted to share these verses with you this morning, so that you're willing to cry out to God as Jabez did and ask for His blessings, ask for protection, for His care, that we will be free from harm and free from pain. So that's, just remember, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, the prayer of Jabez. And then I wanted to look at Joshua chapter 1. So Joshua was the one who actually took the children of Israel into the promised land. And when he was getting ready to go and to do that in Joshua chapter 1, let's see, this was the Lord that spoke to Joshua and told him this. It says, let's read verse 7 to 9. He begins there in 7. He says, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So, all of these verses that we've looked at today talk about His divine protection, how He cares for us. As I was getting the lesson ready, I actually found in my Draw Near to God book a day's blessing that goes right along with it. And it says, all of us have experienced things that make us fearful and uncertain about the future. When hard times threaten our peace, we long to have a safe place to turn to that makes us feel secure. For Christians, that place is God. The psalmist wrote, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalms 46:1. As God's beloved children, there is no need to put on a game face and act courageously when we're trembling inside. He doesn't expect us to not be fearful at times, but He's there to help us through it. The Christian life isn't a journey of self-reliance, but rather an ongoing dependence on a faithful God. In the midst of hardship, Christ's followers can move forward with confidence, knowing that God will provide in ways we couldn't bring to pass on our own. He even sends His angels to keep all evil from us. God's resources are unlimited, and His mercy is great. Regardless of how dismal things seem, God can change our circumstances in the twinkling of an eye and bless us beyond our highest expectations. What a mighty God that we serve, and what a great place to dwell in. So when you get into any kind of a scrape or scrap or trouble, remember where your dwelling place is. Remember that God, as our dwelling place, protects us at all times. Let's finish up with prayer. Father, as we end our time together today, just remind us, Lord, of who we are as we dwell in You. That when I'm fearful and worried about what might come, help me to dwell in Your arms, Lord, to rest in knowing that You're protecting me, that You're guarding my life, that You're walking ahead and preparing the way for each one of us, Lord. Father, we want to be able to walk in that without any fear at all, to just get to the place where we trust You no matter what circumstance we're in. So, Father, as we go forth from this place today, I ask You, Lord, to prepare the way ahead. Straighten out the curvy spots and the high places and level them out for us, Lord, so we can walk with You on level ground and trust You for the outcome of every horrendous thing that we go through. Father, we love You, and we want You to be our dwelling place. In Jesus' name, amen. So if any of you need prayer this morning, we'd love to pray with you. Most of you have noticed Matt left this morning, so he went to prepare the house for Beckett to come home today. So they're actually hoping that he'll be able to come from the hospital today, home with Skylar and Lindsay. So that's the plan. Just pray that that happens, because it's very, very difficult for them to keep going to the hospital to see him every day. So they're ready for him to be home and to be part of the family there. We thank you for your prayers for Beckett, and continue to pray that that will happen today. He'll be able to come home, be at home with Skylar and Lindsay there. So, any of you need prayer, why, Jesse and I'll be here to pray with you.